VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Make like American Pharaoh and win the Triple Crown like an Egyptian.
Wasn't that exciting?
After all these years. Go to the phone and call 888-723-4630.
We have lines open right now, and for some reason, you can't call in. You're shy. You're on your day job, whatever. We take your emails. All you have to do is look at the bottom of the eBay radio player, and you'll see a little tab that says Contact Us. If you click on that and type it in, we'd be happy to read your email over the air. Every now and then I get one that's a little complicated, and I have to send it over to Griff for further examination. But usually we get to all of them during the day. So we've just gotten one right now, Griff, from Billy in North Platte, Nebraska. Known on eBay as Feeding Zoe, F-E-E-D-I-N-G-Z-O-E. And he says, please, can we use codes to give customers discounts for ordering again? If so, can you please explain how? I'm listening now. Thank you.
So you can give a digital code, but it's not a series of numbers. It's just a URL. You can go to the Manage Promotions tool in My eBay, and you can create a promotion with parameters that you set for the amount of promotion and who gets to use it. And it will create a URL to which you give your customers, either all of them or some of them. And when they access your eBay inventory through that URL, they receive whatever discount you assigned to that URL. And they can use it over and over. You can change the URL. You can give it a time length. I have a standard one that I give to anyone who, for example, returns an item. When they return the item, I give them a URL for 25% off their next purchase. But you can use this through Promotion Manager. It doesn't generate a number letter code. It generates a URL.
Thank you for that. I never knew that. Of course, there are a lot of things I don't know. One thing I do know, however, is that eBetsy has an announcement. Hi, eBetsy. What's going on?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hi,
well,
how are
I thought you might like to know. I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you are the same. And I thought you might like to hear that we have another eBay team member joining us in Vegas.
Oh, who is that?
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
We're very excited to announce that Raghu Mudaswamy, and I'm probably not pronouncing that name right, from the selling team will be joining us in Vegas.
Oh, no, I know. That's
great. I just got an email about it.
Yeah, that's very, very good. So that means we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, possibly 16, possibly 17 people coming.
Yeah, who's Mauricio?
Oh, Mauricio, yes.
Isn't Mauricio coming too, Betsy?
I don't see his name on the list.
We don't have a Mauricio coming.
We don't have a Mauricio, okay.
How continental.
Yes. But we do have a very nice cross section of eBay team members that are.
You really do, actually. You've got people from government relations, community, social media, seller experience, eBay mobile, pricing and monetization, consumer selling. Yikes!
Yeah, we invited Daniel Tarman, eBay's new chief communications officer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He can't make it. He'll be on vacation with his family, but he sent us a very nice email and is going to come on the show.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was exciting.
So we're
very excited about this.
So Betsy, because you're the longest seller of our team, except for Griff, you've been selling the longest. Please tell us the importance of these eBay people being there and why they're coming.
Oh my gosh, they're coming because they want to meet with our attendees and hear what eBay sellers have to say. They want to meet real live eBay sellers. And this is so important because it's your chance to get your voice heard. Now, right there with real live eBayers, eBay team members face to face, you can talk to them. You can tell them the friction points, the pain points in your listings, in your selling, in your business. You can have your voice be heard, and they want to hear what you have to say. They want to make eBay a better marketplace for you.
You can whine all you want.
Very, very exciting.
We're turning on the whining light.
The whining line?
Yeah, they're allowed to go whine to all the eBay people there.
Well, but that's not what they do. I've been there. They don't whine.
I know, but just in case, we're giving them permission.
Well, we want to give positive feedback as well. Tell them what does work.
So keep in mind that a lot of people on this list, if not most of the people on this list, except for myself and Jeff, most of these people are not, and government and the customer support folks, most of these folks have not met with this demographic of seller before. So this is the first time for them. It's why they're eager to come. That would be Jordan and Sheetal and let's see who else on this list. Chandra,
Rena.
Marcy. Rena has met with consumer sellers before. Okay. Hal Lawton, if he comes. Don't know about that, but a lot of these people have not met with this, and not only have they not met with many people from that demographic, but this is a special slice of that demographic, because these are the people who come to the eBay Radio Party tend to be the most enthusiast type of small business seller on eBay, as opposed to somebody who goes, yeah, I sell on eBay. It's okay. I'm busy. I got to pack some stuff. Talk to me later. You know, they don't have that, oh my God, eBay kind of.
So, what color are their badges going to be?
I don't know,
Betsy.
They're going to have red borders on their badges, and we've requested that they wear eBay branded apparel. In fact, I got a letter saying, "Would you like them to wear eBay attire?" I said, "Yes, please," so you can recognize them right away.
And when you see those badges that have a red border, you know that they're eBay employees. Please go up, say hello, start a conversation. If you haven't signed up for the eBay Radio event yet, you can still do so at ervegas.com. Betsy,
and we want to remind everyone you can have lunch with these eBay employees as well. Many of them are participating in our team lunches, including the customer support guys. They wrote and asked to be included.
So what happens is you put your name up on a whiteboard underneath the person you want to go to lunch with. There are only 6 slots. And everybody pays for their own. It's Dutch treat. So,
exactly.
And that's very, very popular at our event each year. Betsy, great to hear your voice, honey. And we'll be talking all this week. And then I'm leaving Saturday for Vegas.
And I'll be right behind you on Sunday. On Saturday, I'm getting my eBay hair.
Oh,
your eBay hair. She's getting her hair did. All up in eBay colors.
So,
absolutely.
Is that actual dye? That's permanent.
Yes, it is, and I've been doing it every year since 2005. I did it for eBay's 10th anniversary, and now I'll be doing it for eBay's 20th year. It hasn't fallen out yet.
Wait, how long does it take to wash out? How many months, weeks does it take?
It doesn't. It grows out.
Oh, it depends on if it grows out, yeah.
It grows out.
Yeah, it's permanent.
Oh.
1 year when we had 3 eBay events throughout the year, I had it from June till October.
Honey, this is dedication, Griff.
It is.
Yeah,
it's beyond it.
So
you know, I hope this doesn't embarrass her, but eBetsy, you know that here you're famous at eBay as the woman with the eBay hair. Oh, there she is. That's the woman with the eBay hair.
That's kind of scary.
It's not scary. It's good marketing for you, babe.
Oh, you're known. Believe me. People, you're famous, and I mean famous, not infamous. I mean famous.
Well, thank you so much, Betsy, for giving us that announcement. Appreciate
it. We're excited to have Roger with us.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, and if it ain't fun,
we ain't doing it
because she's on her back.
Thank you, Betsy.
So I think we should put you. If I don't know about John, I can't make this promise for you, but I think for Lee, we could like have a litter arranged with 6 nubile young youths in loincloths, and they can carry you around the event. And you could be like Madeline Kahn in The History of the World, Part 1.
I'll go for that.
Remember when she says the famous line, one of her ladies in attendance is trying to get the slave guy a job because otherwise the king's going to kill him. And she says, do I have any openings this man can fill?
God.
My favorite lines in a Mel Brooks movie.
Well, I'm there. I'm right there. I'll do that. I'll even throw things into the crowd.
Oh, you'll throw
beads and trinkets
She's throwing me into the car.
Hey, Forrest in Lakewood, Washington, known on eBay as Is It Hulk Hauler One? Hey, Forrest, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Well, this is for Grip, mainly because he just talked to somebody about this promotion manager, and I was having a trouble last week with mine. It was showing it was active, but it was not on the pages. So I talked to customer service, and they were going to check into it. Friday, I talked to them again, and they had applied a patch that didn't work. And I just wondered if he was aware of this or if they're actually going to get something done to fix this problem because it cannot use Promotion Manager right now.
Really? I'm using it. It's working for me. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, evidently it's not everybody's affected. It's just certain sites, because like I say, they applied a patch, and I guess it worked temporarily, but they took it back off, and they were working some more on it.
Yeah, I've not heard anything about this. If you want to send me an email, I'll look into it, but I haven't heard anything about this.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, Forrest. Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
Our callers are so nice. They appreciate it even when I tell them I have no idea what this is. I mean, what a nice guy.
So,
if it were me, I would have said, what's the matter? Don't you know anything? The answer is very little. This open phone segment was sponsored by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, we're ready and waiting for your call at 888-723-4630. So call us here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 324.
As an eBay seller, there'll come a time when you have to deal with a difficult buyer. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor, all things creative. She says there are some things you can do before it gets to that point.
I think the secret is to do as much as you can so it doesn't get to that, because it hurts when somebody's unhappy. So do all you can to avoid it by making sure your listings are complete and accurate, and your photos are accurate, and that your listing is in a general positive tone. Start there, but then realize no matter what you do, something will go wrong somewhere along the line, and you as a business owner have to fix it.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. I still don't get it. We're all about your call. At 888-723-4630. I don't know how it works. I don't know how you have a neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Again, all I think, I'm sure it's great. I'm not trying to put down a sponsor. I'm sure it's a great idea. I just don't know what it is. In my mind, I picture like a bucket brigade that stretches across cities and, you know, packages.
Like a relay race.
Yeah.
Sort of. Well, right. We're going to have him on the show.
The sooner the better.
So you'll
babe.
Be able to ask all the questions you want. He's going to be at the event, so
well, that'll
there
be
you
helpful.
Have it. Hey, Patricia in Pollock, California, known on eBay as Patrician1098. Hi, Patricia. What's your question or comment?
Well, I had a situation come up this morning that I tried resolving through customer service, but they didn't know the answer either to help me. Mm-hmm. I've always had customers and, you know, usually repeat customers who want to buy something and commit to pay so that they, you know, instead of just putting it in their cart where another buyer can get it,
right.
But they can't pay until, say, a couple weeks when they get their paycheck.
Right.
And so that's always been fine with me, and I had somebody who wanted to do that, and they've done it in the past, and they wanted to pay on June 27th. But they couldn't figure out how to do it because every time they tried to click buy it now, it brought up the PayPal checkout window that was going to require them to pay immediately.
Yeah.
So I tried to check to look at that, and I went to the site preferences and where it talked to the site the checkout service, and it looked like it was giving me the option to whether or not to use checkout.
No, that's
and
not.
And it did recommend it.
Yeah, huge mistake not to use checkout. So, does this listing have immediate payment for buy it now set?
No. On the listing form.
Yeah.
No, none of my listings have that box checked to require immediate payment.
Mm-hmm.
And I unchecked the checkout preference. Option. I mean, I know it says it's recommended, but then when I look at the drop down box or the you know, the box where there's a link to say learn more.
Yeah.
And it says to use checkout if you'd like your buyers to pay you as soon as your listing ends.
Yeah.
And they'll see that. So, but I don't want them to pay me as soon as the listing ends.
Why not? At least
not this particular client. Well,
so you're
going to
change
this particular customer.
Right. So you would change your whole business because of one customer request?
Well, this one particular customer wrote to me and asked me, and we've done it before. But I've had others in the past that have done it too. I mean, and I, in my description of all my auction, you know, all my listings, I always say, you know, you can take up to 30 days to pay.
Really?
And, you know, and then I had the unlist, I had
Wow, 30 days to pay?
And let me tell you something, Griff, she is a top-rated plus seller.
I'm surprised that anyone would be willing to sell an item and not get paid for 30 days. So you don't mind giving credit is basically it.
Yeah, I don't. And I know I've had customers... they don't do it very often, but it's a service I like to provide, you know, because I understand that if they can't do it right at that minute, just because of budget requirements or whatever, or because they want to still wait and try to combine shipping
right.
on multiple items,
yeah.
And see what else I've got. And, you know, so it's always been an option and, that I've offered. And I just never, you know, it's just, and it looks like I'm still getting the option to do it, but when I uncheck it, it doesn't change anything. And
right.
then it says, if you're using an online payment method such as PayPal, you must use checkout.
Yeah, you have to use it. Right. It's not going to work otherwise.
No.
I think that option is, I don't know why it's still in the site preferences. It should have been legacied out years ago. I don't know. You can email me with the item number. I'll send it to someone to have a look at it to see why it's requiring immediate payment. I don't know why. But if it were me and I was willing to do this and this was happening, I'd end the listing. I'd tell the buyer, when you're ready to buy it in a week, let me know. I'll put it back up. But I don't. Yeah. So I would never, and I'm not a heartless person, I would never run a business on credit with retail. I just wouldn't. It's just unheard of. What I would do is I would suggest that if somebody is interested, I can't pay for this item today, I'd say, well, why don't you apply for like PayPal credit? You can use PayPal credit and then pay them when you've got the money. That's okay. Just me. Well, that's just me.
Well, if that is in fact the way eBay is set up now, then that's maybe what I'm going to have to do. But the thing is, because I have the unpaid buyer manager. So that it would automatically, if somebody buys something and doesn't pay, it opens a case.
Right.
And that happens so that's less than 1%.
Sure.
That's probably like 0.1% of my sales. It's never been a problem.
I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm saying I would have a difference of operation here. Everyone's different. But in the meantime, if you want to send me the item number, I'll have someone look at it. But I can't tell you why, because I can't access behind the scenes during the show.
Something must be working for her. She has a feedback score of 10,624.
Yeah,
100% positive feedback. Yep.
So yeah, send me the.
It's never been a problem. So
send me the item number at griffiteBay.com, and I'll have someone look at it and find out why. But in the meantime, if you want to sell this item to this person at this price, end the listing and tell her to contact you when she has the money, and you'll put it back up.
Thank you, Patricia. I think you're a good person.
This phone segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We'll be back with our second hour of eBay Radio after this.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at Endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.